1067 the fan. Landfill just playing the vibes right now. Bro, I'm getting so many tweets and reaction to Tana. If people want to call in 800-636-1067 and just tell us what Santana Moss means to you and how happy you are he's going in the Ring of Fame, I think we definitely take those.
Go for it, yeah.
Becoming friends with Santana Moss is one of the joys of my life. There's a lot of joys in my life, but that is certainly one of them. B, how happy are you? Like, knowing what that feels like to watch your name go up there, how happy are you for him?
I'm thrilled, you know. Actually, being together last night and just watching him as, you know, this is the thing about it. Just when you know someone is genuinely happy and pleased by something. When his brothers and stuff were talking and his friends were talking last night, actually, we could have did a podcast last night. We probably have like 18 million views right now. Because the conversation last night with Tanner and his Bo and Bub and then Lloyd and Sonoras, then Fred walks in.
I ran into some of them at Wawa. Wawa was popping yesterday afternoon.
Let me tell you, dog, the conversation last night was interesting.
Oh, I bet.
And the drinks were flowing, but the ultimate thing is, you can hear Tanner even talking then. When someone starts to get choked up a little bit, you know it's special to him, man. And yep. It's just like he said, as a little kid, you go through life thinking about what you want to do. And then when you start, as an adult, you can relive those thoughts and you basically accomplish the things you wanted to and more. You know, it's a great feeling. So I'm looking for the tears because, you know, the tears are not about sadness. That's joy, brother.
Yeah,
100%.
Jeff Walker decided to hang out with us for a couple minutes. Jeff, how old are you? 30?
I am 31.
31, Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
What does Tana mean to you?
Can't shoot threes, though.
Well, when you were interviewing him, you said you were a lot of people's favorite players. He was one of mine. I remember at one point, I used to have his jersey, but I was a big kid back then, you know?
That jersey was tight.
And hey, so look. All my brothers and cousins, when we would get together and play, play football in the back, I would put my jersey on, and they used to call me Fat Tanner Moss. So we used to, everything. I used to hit the little ball spin, shake my fist, point to the first down, and like, it's cool to see one of the players that you watch growing up receiving this recognition, because Tanner, it's just like what you be. Mm-hmm. You walk around, B-Mitch, da-da-da. You have a Super Bowl, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Tanner wasn't able to get that, but he get that same love, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's amazing. I'm happy for him, and I can't wait to the ceremony.
That was well put there, Jeff.
Well said, Fat Tanner.
We're going to get him a shirt, Fat Tanner Moss.
I got a bunch of tweets.
Number zero. Just have a big old zero on there.
890. I'm getting tweets and texts about it. Like, the boys that I'm on the text.
Yeah, my man hit me. He's like, man, tell Tanner congrats. My wife got his jersey.
I love it, man.
8-9, baby.
I got a tweet from our boy Cody Betts. Said, I'm 29 years old. First jersey I have was Santana Moss. Scarence Terrence tweeted me, said, Santana Claus was a core childhood memory. Santana was my first Redskin. Got to meet him soon. Cowboy killer.
Yep.
Our guy, Chris Kerwin, is here, and Kerwin's been covering this team a long time. Kerwin covered B. To give you an idea, Chris Kerwin.
Yeah, Kurt, how old are you?
he's still
old as dirt.
He's still throwing real weight around. I know that. Kerwin, what was it like covering Tana?
Tana was... I remember when he came. I think at the press conference they had shirts that said "Got Moss" because "Got Milk" was a big campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
It said "Got Moss" instead. So I remember that. That was always, I was like, "That's kind of cute. Who is this guy?" And then I was like, "Oh, that's who this guy is." And he's this electric guy. And as far as covering him, he had a locker in the locker room that was next to the door.
Yep.
So almost like where Terry is, but I think on the other side of the door.
No, I think it's the same spot.
It was the same spot. Yeah, same spot. Dude would not unlike B. Mitch would always talk. What you got today? What you got? And I'm like. Even on, like, some terrible teams, I'm like, ugh, I got to go talk to Tana about this. And, like, he would always talk. Mm. And as a photographer, as a journalist, you can always appreciate those guys. Like, yep, this is my job. I got to come talk to you, knuckleheads. And they give you good sound bites and thoughtful things and don't run away from you.
Always a
don't
pro.
Hide.
So, I mean, I covered Tan at the tail end of his career. You know, I started coming out here Robert's rookie year and then more and more from there. And same thing, Tana was always a pro, man.
Yeah.
And you think about that 2013 season. That was some ugly, ugly times, man. And Tana was always a pro about it, always had Outkast playing in his locker. And just you get to realize what a special person he is. Let's hit these phones. Let's go to Malachi.
Malachi, what up?
Malachi, what's it mean for Tana to go in the Ring of Fame?
Man, it means everything to me, man. Coming up as a kid, man, watching him whoop on the Cowboys is great, man. I had the chance to meet Santana and Brian at the Mr. Brian Mitchell at the NFC Championship game. What was that? I think it was at like the thing, like one of the rest stops or something. I was real amped up to meet him, man. Got to take.
Oh yeah, we were driving back.
Yeah, man, I was Anthony Child, man. But man, it means that's
appreciate
great
that,
for you.
Man.
No thanks problem. For the call, nope. Dude.
Yep.
Santana.
We were driving back. We stopped. Trying to get some Popeyes, and they said they had no chicken. I'm like, well, why the hell y'all open? I mean, how you go to a Popeyes and they have no chicken? I'm coming here. Yeah, give me some red beans and rice.
Right.
It's like I want some biscuits.
So the game Tana was talking about, the Christmas Eve game 2005 against the Giants at FedEx, 5 catches for 160 and 3 touchdowns.
Mm-mm-mm.
That year, dude, listen to this run. Week 4. Against the Broncos in Denver, 8 for 116. Week 6 in Kansas City, 10 for 173 with 2 touchdowns.
Damn.
Following week, Niners at home, 5 for 112 and a touchdown. I mean, just ball game.
That dude was cooking.
And then, of course, everybody remembers week 2 in Dallas, 5 for 159 and 2 touchdowns. We're going to keep these phone lines going. If you want to tell us what it means to you that Santana Moss is going in the Ring of Fame, hit us, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.